A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. We often think of Mary's yes to what the angel Gabriel had announced to her, how Mary's act of faith, how Mary's yes, allowed the workings of the Holy Spirit to take place, how God's intentions for the universe, for humanity, were able to be fulfilled. But perhaps we reflect less often on Joseph's yes, on Joseph's role in this history of salvation, and how the Holy Spirit's intentions here could not have been fully accomplished apart from Joseph's cooperation. Without going into the details of it, I recall an article written by a Dominican priest many years ago entitled Joseph as a Non-Obstructive Cause of Grace. It struck me as a strange title, but as years go by and one ponders it, one becomes more and more aware of how Joseph was a source of grace, a way in which the Holy Spirit was able to work, because he was not an obstruction to what God was doing, even if he himself could not fully understand it, and even if he himself was bound to be deeply affected by it. Yet Joseph's yes to the angel, to the Holy Spirit, to the dream, has great significance for us in salvation history. Just the last line from our gospel text today is one that we might ponder. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded and took his wife into his home. He provided, in other words, a home for Mary, a home for Jesus, so that Jesus would have an environment in which to be nourished and to grow up. Joseph, too, in that sense, is a mediator of God's grace by not being an obstruction, by being cooperative. When I think of that phrase, Joseph as a non-obstructive cause of grace, I think of ourselves, I think of myself. In what way am I an obstruction to the ways in which God wishes to work? To what degree am I so open or so egoless at times or so non-insistent upon my own way of doing things or the fact that I am right? In what ways do I allow the Holy Spirit to use me? For indeed, in the end, in many ways, the goal of life in Christ, of Christian life, is that we all become instruments of the Holy Spirit, that we allow the Holy Spirit to use us, that we not be so filled with ourselves, our intentions, our visions and plans, that we become useless to the Holy Spirit. Can we say of ourselves that we too are non-obstructive sources of grace? In what ways do I obstruct what the Holy Spirit is trying to do? Perhaps this is what Joseph has to teach us when we think of Joseph as a model for all of us in our lives. That Joseph, with his yes, his humility, his docility, was able not to be an obstruction for grace, not to be an obstruction to God, not an obstruction to the workings of the Holy Spirit in history and in our human lives. And so as we continue with the season of Lent, even though we celebrate this feast of St. Joseph, what we're saying fits in very well with the season of Lent as we ponder ways in which we ourselves can be obstructions and how we need to be purified ourselves so that we can almost say, with that great image of Lent, John the Baptist, we must decrease so that Christ might increase. In our gospel text today from Matthew, the Holy Spirit plays a profound role and makes a huge difference in the life of Mary. But the Holy Spirit is also playing a profound role in his using Joseph to concur with what is happening so that Joseph not only does not get in the way, but plays a very constructive role. And so likewise for each of us, the Holy Spirit plays a major role in our lives. And the question is, like Mary, like Joseph, am I allowing the Holy Spirit to use me? Am I docile to the Spirit? Or do I, without saying it, feel that in some ways the Holy Spirit has to be docile to my egoic plans for my life? In modeling our lives to some degree after that of the Joseph whom we celebrate, we ask ourselves the question, am I an obstruction or not to the work of the Holy Spirit? And we discover that the grace simply of cooperating with God's plan is a tremendous role indeed. And so let us all imitate Joseph in that regard, and let us be instruments of the Holy Spirit.